Vanessa, you've been doing some really unique investigation into what's been going on in the background with Israel. And apparently we can relax because Israel is now going to look after our, not only our health in the NHS, but it's also going to look after our mental health. What have you been discovering?
Yep. Not only is it going to prescribe for us based on our DNA and our capacity for mental health problems, of course, it's going to store that DNA on Zionist partisan cloud storage belonging to Oracle. Now, I'm going to start banging the 2030 roadmap for UK-Israel bilateral relations drum again. I know I keep bringing this up, but it's incredibly important for people to understand fully what this really means. So let's just have a look at part of that document relating to pandemic preparedness. So COVID-19, continuing cooperation and information sharing to effectively tackle COVID-19, sharing best practices, definitely in inverted commas, through partnering the best of UK and Israeli expertise. It then goes on to say that basically the Pan-Northern Health Tech Gateway, building on the UK-Israel Health Tech Gateway that was launched in May 2022 and that we covered on UK Column, we pledged to work together to tackle major healthcare challenges, establishing a long-term partnership. So in other words, people can freeze frame and read the whole thing, or they can go to whatever website they use or website browser they use and check out the 2030 roadmap. I really recommend it because it's pretty horrifying how Israel is going to infiltrate every sector of British society. So today what I'm looking at is mental health, as you mentioned, Brian. And this is an AI technology, what do you call it, app, Predictix. October 2022, so just after that Israel tech startup collaboration began, new UK-Israel collaboration to bring innovative mental health treatment solutions to the NHS in the UK. And at the bottom in the small print, it basically says grounded research team at Rotherham, Doncaster, Southumber, NHS Foundation Trust, groundbreaking collaboration with Israeli digital health company Taliaz. Now, Taliaz is effectively the developer of the Predictix app or system. So let's have a look at their PR video to demonstrate exactly what this does.
Meet Taliaz, tailoring the right treatment for each individual. A groundbreaking genetic, clinical, and demographic-based tool designed using a unique and sophisticated platform of predictive machine learning algorithms. A unique tool that has been validated against the world's largest data sets. Here's how it works. A DNA sample is taken from the patient in a simple and painless process. A number of background questions are uploaded to the cloud, and the Taliaz tool goes to work. The data goes through cross-analysis using prediction algorithms based on countless comparisons between genetic and clinical data of patients around the world. Within a short amount of time, a recommendation is received on the most suitable treatment for the individual. This is how healthcare should be. Taliaz, tailoring the right treatment for each individual.
Vanessa, you were... You were smiling. We were smiling as well, but really we shouldn't be smiling because this is such dangerous. This is such dangerous policy, never mind the technology.
Well, I mean, it's fast track to medication. It doesn't factor in finding other solutions to people's mental health issues. It's fast tracking to medication based on your DNA results. And worth noting, your demographic factors also are being factored into the final medication prescription. And the fact that that DNA is then being stored on the cloud that is also being operated by effectively an Israeli company that is managing the UK Ministry of Defence, Ministry of Health, and so on. So let's have a look again at how it works, just for people to understand it. So first of all, you'll have a digital questionnaire. Note that you're not expected to go in and actually talk to somebody, which in many cases would actually resolve any minor mental issues that you might have. You then have the genetic test, which is an odd naming of it or labeling of it, which again will collect your DNA through a cheek swab. And this decides if you are predisposed to mental health issues. So in other words, you might be given medication even if you are not currently suffering with mental health issues. In my opinion, that's how I'm interpreting this. Then the personalized report, which will give the results digital or in a personal consultation. So finally, we get to hear about a personal consultation. And then effectively prescription, precision medication prescribing, the tailored treatment and dosage for your patient. But do they actually need that medication? Then it goes on to explain step into the future of mental health, prescribing with Predictix, Predictix in your clinic, improve patient care with better clinical outcomes. Well, I'm not sure that's the case because, again, there's no personal interaction at all. Optimize time and clinical efficiency. So this is all about optimizing time and efficiency. It's the disintegration of the mental health system, just as we've seen the national health system being also broken down. Increase in revenue with superior outcomes. What on earth, what bearing does this have on successful treatment of mental health in the UK? And it claims to be HIPAA and GDPR compliant. And then let's have a look at the drugs that are among those that will be put forward by Predictix. So there you have, I'm not going to read them all out. People, again, can freeze frame them and have a look at them and have a look at the debilitating effects of the majority of these drugs that are going to be wheeled out with very little checks and balances on the prescription of those drugs. And then guess what? I want to come on to who are actually the founders and CEOs of Telias that are putting forward the Predictix AI system, remembering, of course, that Israel is responsible for AI systems that have been basically used to generate the genocide of Palestinians. So the first, the CEO, Dr. Tekel, Telias' co-founder, served as an infantry officer in the Israeli military. He headed mission strategy and planning, making high-pressure decisions to save lives in combat conditions. He's now in charge, or is certainly part of the collaboration in the UK towards the mental health system. And then secondly, his brother, Oren Telias, CFO and co-founder, this is taken from their website, previously led a private security guard team for the Eisenberg family. I had to actually look up who the Eisenberg family is. They're a very influential Zionist family that has connections to Netanyahu and members of the Knesset, commanded special infantry unit in the IOF experience in combat. So then let's go on to the Northern Health Science Alliance, improving mental in Yorkshire and Humber. A Northern partnership was launched in 2023. If we have a look at the members of the NHSA, we can see the universities and NHS organizations that are involved. Again, you can freeze frame it and have a look at it, but you've got Sheffield University, York, Liverpool, Manchester, Durham, Teesside, and I can't read the bottom one, Lancashire, I think, or Lincolnshire. But you can, thank you. And a number of the NHS sectors were also heavily involved in it. Now, the partnership is with the Northern Innovation Accelerator, Mental Health Phase 1, Northern Innovation Accelerator for Mental Health, partnering with the NHSA to improve, apparently, your mental health. So let's have a look at what they say. Improving mental health in Yorkshire and Humber. Note that the focus is very much in northern UK. They're working in collaboration with innovators to develop and evaluate mental health solutions within the NHS reaching a potential of 17 million patients. Brian, I don't know about your opinion, but I find this terrifying. 17 million patients, what they're effectively saying, there are 17 million potential patients for mental health care and medication based on their DNA and demographics. Dr. Mandy Dixon, who's head of corporate engagement in the NHSA, not NASA, sorry, that's a typo by me. She says, post-pandemic, so note the connection with COVID-19 that was also picked up in the roadmap for Israel and the UK. The need to innovate in mental health services is greater than ever, particularly with growing evidence of the economic impact of poor mental health on the economic recovery. Not on the patient, not on the human beings that suffered mental health issues as a result of the measures taken during the pandemic, such as lockdown and so on, and leading to depression and unemployment and multiple other consequences of the lockdown measures, but to foment basically economic recovery. So the focus on economic benefits to the state and to the NHS here are quite extraordinary, over and above the benefits to the patient themselves. And then basically, let's have a look at who the exemplars or the partners are in this. So first of all, Telios that we've been speaking about, but also a company called MindLife, which talks about testing several digital innovations to improve mental health therapy and treatment outcomes, in including remote group therapy. So again, we have this idea of remote group therapy with a self-help app. So suddenly mental health issues are going to be dealt with remotely. I mean, I'm kind of laughing at this because it is so insane to me. What helps people with mental health issues is communication and being able to speak to another human being and receiving some kind of empathy back. They're not going to receive empathy through a self-help app. But then let's have a look at Tuvi Orbach, who's the CEO of MindLife. And guess what? He grew up and he was educated in Israel, Technion, the Israeli Institute of Technology, and is now involved alongside Talias in mental health treatment through apps in the UK. I mean, I personally find this horrifying based on the fact that Israel is currently conducting a genocide since October the 7th, 2023 in Palestine. It is militarily expanding into the region, causing deprivation, decimation of the countries where it is advancing rapidly, including Syria and Lebanon. And here it is, heavily involved in the treatment of people in the UK with mental health issues and fast-tracking them to medication, which for me should be the final solution. It's certainly not something that people should be forced into because their DNA says so. And part of their mission statement is to reduce the number of patients dropping out of treatment. That's on their website. So they're actually looking to prevent people recovering from mental health issues and to prevent them getting off the medication that they've been put on through these AI systems that are now being introduced that have been developed in Israel.
Vanessa, thank you very much for a really outstanding segment there. And my goodness, the idea that we should be feeling confidence because we have members of Israeli Defense Forces who are now coming in not only to run the NHS, but also look after our mental health. This is, I could say, extraordinary. But if we go back to 2010 through to 2015, the UK column was warning and warning what the Conservative government was doing. We had Francis Maud on screen earlier in today's news. And of course, as well as introducing applied behavioural psychology to help terrify the British population into doing the bidding of the in-post political system, he was also agreeing for our intelligence services to be fully entwined and linked up with not only Israeli intelligence units such as Unit 8200, but also there was going to be a, quote, partnership between British and Israeli universities. None of this, none of it ever discussed in Parliament. So most MPs totally unaware of what's going on. And now this pernicious public-private partnership with Israel is moving through to cover mental health.